شعار فرد أو الشركة أول حدود الوقت تبرير بدورة شيخ العرب لكم تشاكين وانا تستخدم الله التايتل سرق وفيضان هيكو صباحي جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے بس قائم ہے تیرے گدا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہو خدا سے بس قائم ہے تیرے گدا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے شان عظمت جبال حرم کی
عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو بارے ہی راتے شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو بارے ہی راتے مطرب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ مطرب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سواتے مطرب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سواتے مجھ پہ برسا دے دریا رحمت ہم پہ برسا دے دریا رحمت مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے ہم پہ برسا دے دریا رحمت مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے جگہ سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے جگہ سے اور ذکر تیرا کرے بیٹھ کر ہم چاہیے وہ زمین دو ترا سے چاہیے وہ زمین دو ترا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہو خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے جگا سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم صلی اللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا ذکر بیان غوان رب اللہ استزار خارج اللہ روم وقت قبلے و زمانہ حضرت was embodiment of love as many great pious servants have mentioned if you want to see love in body form then you should see Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Asghar Sahab Rahmatullah and here Hazrat is explaining in this poem that a person who fulfills his object of life and that is to get this love of Allah which is called nisbat connection your value is according to who you got connection like Kaabatullah it's the most simplest structure in the world but it is the most valuable structure and it's the most beautiful structure but for people whose eyes of the heart is open so your Hazrat is teaching us here so beautifully very quickly that sarku tegami kut sabase that my head that is my brains and my heart is getting a special message from the morning dew drops in other words at the time of fajr when Allah at the time of tahajjud when Allah Ta'ala wakes me up and I stand in front of Allah and I put my head in sajda then the noor that Allah pours in my heart I can't explain it to you and that message is so enjoyable that from the morning that subah se hi intizar hai sham the people who have understood the enjoyment of tahajjud they say when is the night coming when is the night coming Allah give me and all of us just an out of this reality so Hazrat says jis ko nisbat hai aznad nisbat ata hai khuda se arz qai mein aise gaja se that great that honorable personality who Allah Taala blesses with nisbat with connection as the dua we should make Hazrat Ami rahmatullah used to say nisbat Allah is mentioned in the ayat rabbana atmim lana nurana that oh Allah complete that noor of yours in my heart put that noor in my heart then you got connection now you will be regarded as ibadur rahman the special servants of rahman Hazrat says the whole world is functioning not by the government the world is actually in existence because of these honorable personalities that till they are taking the name of Allah the world will function so it's not government or anything these very honorable pious servants of Allah because of them Allah Taala is keeping the earth alive and everything is moving and these servants are such because they have got their connection with Allah Taala Now the rest of the world beniyazi hai har maa siwa se. Rabta agar kawi hai khuda se. And Hazrat is saying that and teaching us also. That now they are totally independent from everything else besides Allah. They know Allah Ta'ala is the one who sees to me all the time. Allah is allowed to woke me up this time of the morning. And that is the special time, although Allah's office is open 24/7. But the special time is the time of Tahajjud. And those fortunate servants that Allah wakes them up, middle of the night, and they are begging from Allah. And the more stronger your connection becomes with Allah Ta'ala, and this can only come stronger from those who got connection. On our own, we can't build our connection. We have to sit in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has blessed us with this majlis of our honorable share to learn what is this connection, this nisbat. Then Hazrat says, the more stronger your connection is, you'll see you're totally independent from this world. And you can't sometimes even understand that they are telling us, don't worry of the things of this world. But as you get connected to Allah, then these small things won't get, make us scared or anything. We know everything is in the hands of Allah. Dil hai mamnoon unki ata se, roo nadim hai apni khata se. And the condition of the heart of such people is that their hearts are all the time that is overtaken and they're in a state of so to say ecstasy, making shukr, Ya Allah, I'm useless, but so much blessings you have blessed me with. You bless me with nisbat, you bless me with your marifat, you bless me with your love. This is a very, very special ni'mat which Allah only grants to His very special servants. Otherwise, wealth of the dunya, as Hazrat explained, Allah will give everybody. But the real wealth is His wealth. And when you got this wealth, now you won't think that I'm somebody. Your ruh, nadi me apni khata se. Your reality, your soul is regretful. That all the time the servants of Allah kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahjaun wa bil ashari yastaghfirun, that they sleep little at night, enjoying the closeness of Allah. And when Sari is ending and it's time for Fajr, they engage in istighfar, in tawbah. Ya Allah, we didn't perform our tahajjud properly. We couldn't make dua properly. So Allah, give me and all of us this reality. Then Hazrat says, such people, what do they want? They don't want all the artificial entertainment and pleasures of this world. Zikr tera kare bed kar ham. Chahiye wo zameen dusra se. Oh Allah, all we want is we sit and make your zikr. And zikr is not just to make zikr, but to be in your obedience all the time. And then when you're really making the zikr as a spiritual medicine, what enjoyment and what a gathering that is. Allah, we want that part of the earth which is away from everybody else. Let everybody else who don't know about you, leave them, the kuffar, zahum yaqul wa yatamattau. Then let them enjoy their whining and dining. We have the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a different part of the earth, then we'll understand what is the enjoyment of these gatherings. People come from so far because there's enjoyment here, and this is enjoyment. Then Hazrat explained that such people, Allahu Akbar, jisko roshan kare qudrat-e haq, wo diya kya bujhega ho hawa se. That these personalities, when Allah let them shine in the world, so the noor of the nisbat of Allah is shining, and they speak with the love of Allah from their heart. So when they speak and they shine in the world, where all the forces of the world can put off this beautiful lamp? People can talk bad and harsh remarks, it makes no difference to them. And in any case, yuriduna yufiu noor Allah bi afwahim. Allah says the people will try and put the heart, the light of Allah off what they, what just what their mouth, what their media, etc. The friends of Allah will carry on spread the love of Allah Ta'ala. So we are fortunate, we have got a great personality who teaches us the love of Allah. Let us appreciate this and take all the lessons of our Hazrat, myself first, and put it into our lives. Hazrat further says, Malik do jahan ghar tu chahe, Sultanat de, dare de nawase. As Hazrat is saying that, oh, the king of both the worlds, oh Allah, if you want to give kingdom, you can give to everybody. What is kingdom? We want that nisbat, that connection with you. That is what we have to be begging for Allah Ta'ala. This connection of Allah Ta'ala and Allah Akbar. Aftab e nabuwat ka matla, fokta fal ke asra se. Then Hazrat explains here, Allah Akbar, that where the sun has risen of the nabuwat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his nabuwat to the world, then Allahu Akbar, That was such an occasion. Pogda kalpe asrase. That it was more greater and more loftier than all the what hopes we got from the creation. Creation can't do nothing for us. Allah Ta'ala sends from His special servant to take us out from the connection of the creation and join us with the connection of Allah Ta'ala. And what a splendid job Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. How he passed on the message that he took out people that were locked in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression, and what he made them, tijara. He made them such personalities you can't match them till qiyamah. Shani azmat jabal jibali haram ki. Koi pooche to kya tohare hira se. Then the friends of Allah, they look with the eyes of their heart. Hazrat says that if you want to know the great honor, forget of the personalities. Just the mountain of Makkah Sharif, if you want to know that honor, what a position it holds, then ask Ghare Hira, the cave where Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to rest. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honorable personality just touched that ground, a cave in the mountain became so honorable. So if the mountain becomes honorable with the personality, then we, who Allah gave us the honor to be in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we bring our alive the sunnah, what honor Allah will give us. And this is how the ummah will come back onto its path. We have to turn to sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Hazrat explained, Mutkarib hai mera zor ke sajda. Sar upe wa me kuch sabah se. Hazrat has given us the explanation of what is this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Now Hazrat says, my Mutkarib hai mera zor ke, that enjoyment of that sajda. I am restless. That when is that night is going to come, that I'm going to get that special message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is in that sajda, as if he's talking to Allah, Allah is talking to him, that enjoyment of ta'ajjud and sajda, Allah says, I'm waiting for that message from Allah ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala make us understand these are the realities of life. And finally, Hazrat mentions, Musbeh, Baskade, Rabiyai, Rahmat, Mangta hai ye akhtar sada se. All I ask, O Allah, please pour down upon me your very special fountains, your floods of your mercy upon me. They take me out from this artificial world and get me connected to you. Allah, give us this reality and connect us to our beloved Shaykh.